She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Well, hello there. All right, so I apologize to the listeners for today live dealing with a little bit of technical difficulties, but you know what? Those things happen sometimes. I'm waiting for my guests to arrive here for this segment. I was extremely excited about it. Once again, the lovely Terry Lemeron. We should be connecting anytime. And until then, I am just going to be taking it from here because we're talking about cholesterol. Cholesterol control. And for the most part, I want to be talking about something very specific, garlic. All right. Now, as a consultant in the natural product industry, what's really, really, really important to me is that when somebody takes a nutritional supplement, okay, it's so important to me that it delivers a functional dose. So in a sense, you want something to have not only a label claim, right? So you're looking at it on the shelf and there's, it says, hey, this does this or this does that, and there's a particular milligram or what have you. You also, though, you know, so that's great that you can find that on the box, but if you take it, is it going to do the same thing in your body? Can we have a body claim out of it? And I think that that's so, so extremely important. Now, the thing about garlic, and of course people are like, oh my gosh, garlic, I have to take garlic. Am I going to smell like that? Is it going to be difficult for me to be around people? Sure, I want to manage my cholesterol, but garlic, hello, because I love garlic any way I can get it. And I actually get teased about it because yes, sometimes I do smell of garlic, but it's an aromatic. I get all of my different dishes going with it. It's pretty darn amazing. It's that little bit of oil that I use, and I just get the garlic and the onions going. And then anything else that I do, whether it's sort of a steam fry, or that's what I call vegetables, a steam fry, because I use more water than oil, I always use garlic. But for garlic, when you're taking it as a supplement, what are some things that you really need to know? Okay. Now, certainly garlic is available in the natural bulb form. Okay. As a tablet, as a capsule. It's even available as a dried powder, and there's aged garlic extract. So raw garlic, though, which has a high concentration of a sulfur-containing compound called allicin, has been seen to be more medicinal powerful than cooked garlic, okay? So this means that it's raw. But here's the thing about this sulfur-containing compound called allicin. And it's almost like my friend Cheryl Myers, who is often a guest with me, she says she tells a story about allicin and Allen, all right? So allicin is spelled A-L-L-I-C-I-N. Well, allicin and Allen, A-L-L-I-I-N, is another compound. And the best way that you can get the most effective medicinal aspects of garlic is to actually have those two meet together. And that's why when you have fresh garlic and you smash it, okay, that's the biggest thing. You've got to smash it. It actually kind of gets Allen and Allicin together, and it makes a very powerful couple and a very powerful cholesterol-lowering medicinal plant, all right? So it's important. Those are the things. Now, I think one of the best ways to get garlic then is in an enteric coating. Okay, so what does that mean? It means that you can actually get the recommended dosage of the Allen and Allicin together. Okay, so Terry naturally has a Garlamed, and it's an enteric coated, and it's high grade white garlic, 275 milligrams, and there you have it. It's standardized to contain 4% alanine. All right. That's the most important thing that has already been, that's the equivalent to about 4 grams of fresh garlic already been coupled with allicin to make the case for the LDL cholesterol lowering aspects. Because, you know, I always say it's not good and bad cholesterol. LDL is very important. LDL is known as your sort of quote-unquote bad cholesterol. HDL, that's known as your good cholesterol. They're both really functional in the body, but it's about the balance about anything. I always say that there's balance in pretty much everywhere you look. It's not omega-3s are great, omega-6s are bad. It's the balance of them. Same thing when we're looking at cholesterol. But if LDLs get elevated and they're not in balance with HDLs, that's where they can oxidize, all right? And that's where damage can happen. And that starts off a slippery slope into cardiovascular disease. And that's what we want to protect them from and also keep our LDLs low, all right? So garlic has been proven to reduce cholesterol 9 to 12%. And this has been clinically studied. This is evidence-based. There was a study that used dried garlic powder and the enteric peel over 8 to 12 weeks showed a significant reduction in total cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, and triglycerides. Okay, so very, very important. It also has been proven to help and balance blood pressure and more. So we got to understand the dosages of things that we're taking, but also those medicinal components that are so important. And just to reiterate, because I'm missing my guest, when it comes to garlic and getting a effective fresh extract for cholesterol control, one of the most important things, okay, that you can do is, I think, get one that is in a enteric coating, and it is standardized, and it's got that allin in it. It's A-L-L-I-I-N, okay? So a couple I's, couple L's, allin, that has been already integrated with the allicin, those sulfur-containing compounds. Those are what are going to give you the benefits when we're talking about, once again, a nutritional supplementation. Yes, eating garlic is amazing. I think that for the most part, as far as the studies go, in order to get, I mean, garlic is such a powerhouse of nutrients that can certainly make a real difference in your life, but it's probably a huge problem to get the 4 grams of fresh garlic that would be recommended. All right. This is actually recommended by the authoritative German Commission E for optimal health daily. Okay. That's 4 grams. You're going to have social issues before you can get all of those grams in there. So the best way that you can get about it, the solution to that problem, is fresh garlic extract in an all-natural food-grade enteric-coated tablet that passes through the stomach, all right, to dissolve fully in the small intestine so your body gets that body claim, not just a dosage claim. And also, you don't have to suffer the potential social issues from getting that much of the powerful allinin and allicin that create such the medicinal aspect of garlic itself, okay? This definitely ensures that these beneficial compounds in garlic, especially that allinin, are not weakened by exposure to stomach acid, because when we're talking about natural supplements that are delicate, and that includes probiotics, okay? Because those are live bacteria. If it passes through the stomach acid, those are very vulnerable, all right? So this ensures when it's enteric-coated that those beneficial compounds, right, delivering a functional dose, are not weakened by exposure to stomach acid and eliminates the possibility of that garlic breath that are going to cause you social issues. So just one tablet usually. So Garlamed is one of the products that are out there. Garlicin is another. Just look for the standardized to contain that super compound that I talked about, allin, all right, especially. And also that it's enteric coated. There are some great manufacturing companies doing a great job at getting this completely done. And so I'm wondering how much time we've got, because I'm going to continue. Kevin, you there? All right, 60 seconds here. So, and then also remember other really amazing things that you could do to decrease your cholesterol. I think there are foods that have been clinically studied. I'm going to rattle them off. So grab your pen and your paper: apples, walnuts, oat bran, and blueberries. So what I see there is a powerful cholesterol-lowering breakfast every single day. Throw in some flax seeds on there. But that would be amazing to have oatmeal with oat bran, apples, walnuts, blueberries. And then also, in general, just having more of the of fiber, because fiber traps cholesterol and helps your liver get it the heck out of the body. All right, so we're gonna come back, probably follow up on this segment, having Terry Lemmer on, or Cheryl Meyer from Terry Naturally's back on. But for right now, this is Dr. Holly Lucille on Radio MD. This is Mindful Medicine. Thanks for listening, and stay well.